to the Voice of Many podcast show with your host, Yolanda, and co-host, Vanessa. This afternoon, we have with us Miss Chrissy. She is a citizen who once lived in Asia, Southeast Asia, but now resides in Toronto, Canada. And so I just want to let you know that she is a young lady who is going to speak with us on your inner voice, helping us to find our inner voice and self-awareness. But most importantly, she also has a podcast. She's going to tell us a little bit about her podcast as well, but share some great tips on healing, like I say, self-awareness, and being able to just share a little information with us to help us all be better than what we are. And welcome, Miss Chrissy, to the podcast.
Thank you
for joining us.
Thank you, Yolanda and Vanessa. I'm so glad to be here.
So we are covering with you this afternoon on finding that inner voice and finding the self-awareness that we all need to be better. Can you please just speak on finding that inner voice? How do we find that inner voice?
That's a very good and big question, for sure. So for me, when I hear that statement, I think about the women in my life and how they've become a model in me being assertive in my own decisions, whether that's in my career, my relationships, whether it's romantic, my friendships, and any and all decisions that I have. And finding that inner voice takes a lot of reflection and introspection more than just the confidence, because being able to look into yourself and understanding not just your light, but also your darkness, you're able to assert and find conviction in, hey, I'm making this decision, and anything outside of it, it could be a good guidance, but it wouldn't or it shouldn't influence my decision or my moral compass or my values. Mm-hmm. And so finding that inner voice really involves a lot of it's a process, and I'm still in that journey as well. I definitely have taken a lot of work growing up, being a teenager and being in high school and being moving to Canada. There's a lot of challenges that really brought me to where I am right now, which is me finding that voice that I can now speak up to and be happy hearing and claiming. And hopefully, you know, there'll be more of myself that I'll discover in this journey.
That's true. Well, tell us a little bit about your journey. Can you share a little bit so we can understand how that self-awareness came to be?
Yeah, for sure. I guess I can go all the way back and then kind of tap into like different highlights of my life. But definitely growing up, as I've mentioned previously, was I did grow up with a lot of strong women in my life. My grandma on my mother's side, she was a single mom. Her husband passed away when she was 34. She raised 7 kids, worked 3 jobs, and she had her mom help out in the household. And now she has 7 kids who love her thoroughly, and you can tell that they really take care of her. And she's still working part-time right now because she just loves to. And she kind of, whenever I tell her story to other people, it's like her life was reversed. She married really young, had 7 kids, lost her husband. It was very painful in the beginning, but the fruits, the harvest of all her hard work, now she was able to buy her home like a couple years back on her own. And she was so proud of that. She was like 75. And for me, hearing that from her, I'm just like, I want to be like you when I grow up. I want to be able to have that zest when I get to your age as well. And the mother and my grandma on my dad's side, she also had her own business growing up. She raised 7 kids as well with my grandfather, but she's a strong woman. I lost my grandpa 2 years ago. But she was able to find a routine that made her be stronger and healthier despite all the challenges that came to her. So, and my mom, I think that's a given. Given all those genetics, my mother is a strong woman. I have nothing else to say. But those three women in my life really have brought a lot of goodness and really morality and values in my life that I was able to uphold in my day-to-day decisions. It was not easy. It's not definitely not easy to be good and nice. I've been bullied for being nice. And that's something that really I found strength in. At the beginning, obviously not, but I was able to find strength later on that, hey, you know what? I was bullied for being kind, and maybe because that was just not a common thing. And I understood that. And I was able to grow from that and, you know, soar my wings and be okay, knowing that not everyone will like me. And I think that's a big lesson to know growing up. Not everyone will like you, right?
Yeah.
Moving from the Philippines to the Canada, that was a huge change. And I was able to find the Eastern mindset and the Western mindset very, very, very different. But then with everything, I think in the past 10 years, I was able to take on different chapters that really brought me to where I am, which is I'm in a very happy place. I found my partner for life, and I'm very happy with my family and my job as well. And that's me. That's the things that really define who I am.
So with self-awareness, what are some of the steps that we can take to try and sort of acknowledge that we're making steps towards it, or even making it better for ourselves?
Very good question, Vanessa. I think when it comes to self-awareness, I would say two things are really important. Being able to sit with yourself and being alone, but not feeling lonely, and being comfortable doing things on your own, and knowing that those things do define you, and maybe not everyone would understand, but what makes most sense and what's most important is that you know and you understand why those things matter to you. And self-awareness, the second important thing is being able to share that and communicate that with the people you love as well, as much as you keeping it to yourself. Because being aware does not just evolve, you know, because if you just keep it to yourself, it almost feels selfish that you're not able to share it to other people, right? And being able to share it really just accentuates these values and these skills or talents that you have, and people who love you will be able to celebrate with you, and vice versa.
That's true. And I want to reiterate to go back to the topic, well, the section where you talked about being bullied as a child. And it's so important that whenever you are being bullied, to be able to bring that awareness out instead of holding it in, because the more people are aware of the situation, the better it is as far as being able to get the assistance and to stop the bullying itself. But also too, that awareness comes with a voice.
Yes.
And so can you speak a little bit on that as well? Because you had to have not just the voice of your ancestors, you had to have to find that voice of your own to be able to complete your journey as well.
For sure. Very something that I really like to think about is the journey that I took going into Canada. I think being in Canada, it taught me a lot about independence, because back home, it was a lot about being in a community. Your voice is basically the people around you, right? Yeah, you're in a tribe. Coming here, you are on your own. My family is still very, I'm still very close to my family, but then going out into reality, talking to people, building friendships, going to work, you really have to find that voice to be able to prove or to be able to show the person that you are to others, because if not, then you would always just be in the limelight. You will never be able to be in the spotlight, and they will never be able to really recognize what you bring to the table. And unfortunately, and maybe fortunately as well, that's the way that I had to take to be able to be where I am, moving from, you know, different industries, being in a male-dominated industry. Finding that voice for me started when I went here and started university, when I asserted myself and telling my parents, hey, mom, hey, dad, I wanted to take this research project, which will take me to Germany, and I'll have to, you know, fly the plane on my own. And they're like, no, you're not doing that. I'm like, yes, I'm doing that. And these are the reasons why. I came up with like a whole proposal, all the benefits of this trip. And being Asian, a lot of it really comes down to the cost and the safety. So I told them, safety wise, I'm with my, you know, classmates, my teachers there. Cost wise, there's a lot of scholarship options, and I saved up a lot for my work, and I'll pay for it. I don't want you to worry about it. So after some time, that was my first time to really tell them or ask them, or even not just tell them actually, that I'll be doing this thing that I really want to pursue. And them seeing that and seeing my execution and coming back being, you know, I'm still sane and I'm still, you know, healthy and I'm fine. And I learned a lot. I think that gave them extra confidence that, hey, you know what? She is an adult now. She's ready to make big decisions. And similarly, the second most biggest, I would say, decision that I've made since coming to Canada was changing my career path from HR to software. So two completely polar opposites. HR is very non-technical, very people, soft skills oriented. And that was really where my strengths lie in growing up. But I had a huge nudge and I loved math. And that wasn't something that really people immediately recognized growing up. And I guess because I don't want to say because I'm a woman, but I think it's because just my softness comes out much more than my mathematical self. So again, I had to come up with a proposal, but this time it was easier to convince them because they've seen me make decisions and be able to voice out myself, that they're like, you know what? Okay, we trust you. We trust your process. We're here if you need us. And I think having that trust and having my inner confidence really allowed me to voice out, not just to my parents, but also to the people around my work, to get me to where I am, where I'm like, I would never have thought that I could work in tech and be someone who's the technical guru in the company. I'm like, this is something that I've always wanted to do, but never thought of getting there to. So, but yes.
If you will, what words of encouragement can you share with those that are listening and watching when it comes to finding that inner voice and finding that self-awareness?
There's a lot to say. I think every person has their own story, and I feel like for anyone out there, I want you to really understand what your story is and be proud of it, even though you've had some, you know, darkness in your past, or if you haven't had enough darkness in your past, because I know some people also feel bad for not being a failure in their life, that they couldn't rise from the flames, right? And I think that should not stop you from taking risks that will bring you more light, or that could bring you more happiness and internal and inner happiness in your life. The people who love you, they would not, this is what I've noticed with the people around me that I've really treasured. Your loved ones will be there with you throughout the way. They may question you, but they would not stop you from pursuing the things that you believe you should do, you must do. So go for it. If there's a nudge, go for it. Learn from it, because it's just one chapter of your life. There's more chapters, and it's not the end of the world if you don't get it.
It's true. That's true.
So how can our listeners find you on your podcast?
Yeah, so you can find me in my podcast, Moments with Chrissy. I'm in Spotify, I'm in Google Podcasts, I'm in Apple as well, iTunes. I do have an Instagram, Moments with Chrissy podcast. That's my handle as well. Very easy to find me. And yes, if you're interested in stories like these, really focusing on human connections and relationships and healing, I hope I get to see you there as well.
We'll definitely share all of your social media outlets and the information. We will definitely share that with everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you both. Thank you so much, Ms. Chrissy, for being with us and joining us and sharing your knowledge.
Anytime. It's been lovely being here.
Thank you.
And to our watchers and listeners, please don't forget to follow us on our social media pages. And please don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button, as we don't want you to miss out on our great guests or great topics. I want to thank you all for tuning in, and we will talk to you all later.